Hey, good afternoon, and welcome everyone to Memorial Park in Howard Lake, Minnesota. It's a doubleheader in the Central Minnesota Conference this afternoon as the Pioneers and Lakers will meet for two. Here they're going over grounds rules right now with the umpires and Cullen Schultz and Dan Sayre, the two coaches. Light breeze blowing out. It was a breakup of clouds earlier, but it has regathered itself and it's cloudy conditions once again on the shores of Howard Lake. So we're at Memorial Park, not at the high school today. And the Lakers 0-4, Pioneers 3-0. Neither team got their games in on Tuesday, as the Lakers were supposed to play Maple Lake. Pioneers will make up a game with Painesville later on. We'll visit with the head coach, Dan Sayre, when we return.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$45 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 auto-pay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for smartphone, auto-pay and fee for free device per line per month. We may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See bcw.com for details.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Joining me, Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers. Double dip here in Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. Starting to clear off. Looks like it might be a pretty nice late afternoon, early evening for two here at Memorial Park, coach.
Yeah, it's better than the original forecast called. It's obviously the field's going to be wet. Things are going to be damp. But the bottom line is the sun is out. We got the baseball uniforms. Come out, play ball, and have fun today.
And, you know, can't underscore the importance of getting these games in. You hate to stack games up.
Yeah, we talked about that. You know, we've already had a game postponed on Tuesday, and we had a heck of a time finding a date for the Painesville makeup day. And, you know, it's part of spring high school baseball. You got to play when you can. You might play in cold conditions, wet conditions, windy conditions. It's Minnesota. It is what it is. We talked to the kids yesterday about trying not to let the weather bother us. And you know what? They're ready to go. These kids have played in adverse conditions before, and we've played in a lot colder games than today. So we're here. We'll play ball.
Looking at your batting order, you juggle it a little bit. Is that just you mix Matt and Lane, 1-2-2-1?
Just because. We did that last year, and you know what? Early on, I like throwing kids around different spots just to look at different combinations. Sometimes you can it can spark some things, spark some hitters. You know, a lot of times I don't do anything too drastic, but it's also kind of fun in a way to see certain kids hit in different spots of the order. So we're going to try it. There's no set way we're going game two or how we're going tomorrow. It's just start for now and we'll see how it works.
On the mound, you go with Preston Russell. He's been impressive so far.
He has. He's done a very nice job for us. Thrown strikes, worked at a good pace. The kids have played defense behind him, which usually happens when you throw strikes. But he needs to come out, eat some innings for us, come out and pitch. He's capable of pitching. And if our kids behind him can play D, it should be a fun game one.
Let's get two, coach.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Dan Sayre, coach of the Pioneers on You Are Their Sports. And Matt Touge is in the batter's box here as we are underway here. The leadoff batter today, and there's the first strike delivered. On the mound is a right-hander, Trevin Oland, as Touges with a 2-1 count, left-handed hitting senior. He'll be at short this afternoon in game one as Oland misses wide, 3-1. 358, it's a poke to right. As Touges takes strike two, he was ready to head to first, but it's a full count now. Touges followed by Lane Gertz and then Matt Kummet in the batting order as Olin's payoff pitch laced to right center and caught. Boy, good jump on that ball by the right fielder Chris Zander as Matt stung the ball, but it's a line out to right. And there's one gone here to start the ball game, and it brings up second baseman Lane Gertz. 323 to left, 372 to center, 362 to left center here. As the right-hander, Trevin Oland, records his first out. And he got one across at the belt to the right-handed hitting senior second baseman Lane Gertz. Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Up high. 1-1. Navy blue jerseys, white pants, white hats, white letters, Lakers in script across the chest as Gertz belts one to center, retreating back and over the head of center fielder Brandon Carls, and Lane will check in with a one-out double to the 362 sign here at Memorial Park. So Gertz, with the breeze blowing out, got it up but just missed. Another 10 feet, and that one would have been Lane's first round trip of the year. And that'll bring up the catcher today, Matt Kummet. So Kummet will stand in from the left side here against Trevin Oland. A couple of well-hit balls off Oland here. One, a line drive to right, and there's the double. There's one, as I say that, all of 30 feet to third base. And Kummet is out on a pitcher to first. Kind of a screwball right off the end of the bat. On the play, Gertz goes to third, and there are two outs for today's starting pitcher, Preston Rushlow. Right off the end of the bat, a lot of spin. It's a wet field here, a lot of moisture, obviously, so that's one of the things that Coach Sarah would address with his team in their pregame meetings, that be aware when you pick up a ball, it might be slick, so make sure you got a grip. As a first pitch strike call to Preston. Chops it to the left side. Shortstop Brad Bickman on to first, and the Pioneers strand Gertz at third. A one-out double is left aboard by Trevin Oland. And we've played a half an inning here in game one of a Central Minnesota Conference doubleheader. We'll meet the Lakers batting order when we come back on You Are There Sports.
Hi, everyone. Over the past few years, I've been able to spend more and more time in the Pierce School District doing more than broadcasting games. But just last week, I saw an unbelievable show where one of the best jazz bands in all of Minnesota from Waconia came and performed with the Pierce students. What a night. So then the next night, I get to see a post from a mother on Facebook that says, I just attended the kindergarten roundup and I'm so glad I decided to go. This is the school for my children. So many great people, so caring. So, Principal Tom Oddy said, we had 15 families attend who we didn't even know about, who were not in our preschool program. Thursday, I was able to broadcast a big section win for Danny Sarah and the Pierce Pioneer baseball team, and Friday followed that up with a 7-1 win for the softball team over Foley. And that's just 1 week at our schools. Please, help us keep it going, keep it growing, and vote yes on behalf of our community.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Welcome back to Memorial Park here as junior right-hander Preston Rushlow has finished his warm-up tosses as stepping into the batter's box. Leading off for the Lakers is their left fielder Luke Gross. He'll be followed by catcher T.J. Kittick and then the shortstop Brad Bickman as Matt Kummet has a quick visit and heads back behind the dish. So here's the right-handed hitting Luke Gross to lead it off for the Lakers. Bottom of the first. Pierce will be the home team in the second game of this double dip today. And a first pitch fastball missed just a little bit low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A win and a save so far for Preston Rushlow. That one stays low, and it's two balls, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. And he checked, and that one sailed high. And Preston up and down in the strike zone so far. Three balls, no strikes. Again, the sun breaking up the cloud cover a little bit. See if Preston can battle his way back. He pops the mitt of Kummet there for a strike. And it goes to 3-1. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a foul, and that got the mask of our umpire. Full count. Brandon Dickman at first base. Lane Gertz at second. Matt Tauges at short. Reese Kapsner's at third. Matt Kummet behind the plate, and he'll pay an unnecessary visit to Preston Rushlow to give the umpire a chance to clear the cobwebs a little bit. In the outfield for the Pioneers, in left field is Lucas Oddi, Brett Kapsner in center, Colton Boser in right. So Rushlow fell behind 3-0. He's come back full count. Here's the payoff. 3-2 pitch. Strike three, corner called, and Rushlow battles his way back for a strikeout. So Rushlow records the first out with a K, and it brings up the Laker catcher, T.J. Kittick. And standing atop the mound, here's Preston's pitch. And it's down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. And the breeze straight out today. The flagpole in dead center field. Fastball below the knees again. So both batters now falling behind has been Rushlow. 2-0. This is the home park of the Howard Lake Orphans amateur baseball team. And a strike got the corner outside part of the plate. 2-1 now to Kittick with Brad Bickman on deck. Pierce gets a one-out double from Lane Gertz in the top of the first. There's a ground ball right side. Gertz near the second base bag. Throws him out. Slow chopper right up the middle. Lane fielding it in front of second base on the grass. And makes the on-target throw to Brandon Dickman for the putout. Two up, two down. And here's Laker shortstop Brad Bickman. And Rushlow starts him, belt high, strike one. On deck will be the cleanup batter, Matt Montgomery. Pitcher Trevin Olin bats fifth. Hard hit right to Tauges on two hops, gathers, throws, and it's a 1-2-3 start for Rushlow and the Pioneers in the field. Three up, three down. We've played an inning. No score between the Lakers and Pioneers on You Are Their Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Welcome back to Memorial Park here in Howard Lake. The JV game is going on at the school as we're ready for the top of the second inning. It'll start with center fielder Brett Kapsner. Then left fielder Lucas Oddi and today's designated hitter Alec Luckner. As the Pioneers collected one hit off Trevin Olin in the first, a one-out double by Lane Gertz. He was stranded at third. Here's the first pitch Olin delivers, and it's in for a strike. 0-1, pitch number 13. Olin, not a big kid. Probably about 5'10". Slim build. There's a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Olin working ahead, and he kind of dropped his arm angle down, missed just inside. Ball and two strikes now. Olin is a sophomore for head coach Cullen Schultz, assisted by Steve Boger and Tony Clay. There's ball two to Brett with Lucas Oddi and Alec Lochner to follow. Brandon Dickman and Colton Boser round out the lineup. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball towards third. Knocked down there near the bag. Long throw. Kapsner is safe at first. throw a little to the inside part of the plate. That was a long throw by third baseman Logan Iverson. Again, that wet grass, and that takes a while for that ball to get through there. And Brett hustling down the line right out of the batter's box is aboard. I'm going to say that's a base hit. It's that slow roller, and Brett, plenty of good speed there. I'm going to give him an infield single on that to start things off. And that'll bring up the left fielder Lucas Otte now. One on, nobody out. Top of two here. See if Otte is going to bunt. He's squaring to bunt. Can't put it down, though. It's a called strike on the corner. On deck is the designated hitter, Alec Luckner. Sophomore right-hander Trevin Oland awaits and now steps off. And they're going to say a balk has been called. They have called Olin for a balk. That'll move Kapsner to second base. So, good chance here for the Pioneers now. And Olin leaves it low. Ball and a strike to Lucas Otte. And just a little tidbit of information for you. This is game four for the Pioneers as Otte takes high, 2-1. First time this year the Pioneers haven't scored in a first inning. They left Gertz at third. 90 feet away from continuing the string. Off speed and pulled past Danny Sayre and through a puddle. 2-2. Well, that one will need a towel. Two balls, two strikes to Lucas Otte. With Kapsner at second, he reached on an infield hit, balked to second. That one sails above the shoulders of Otte, and now it's a full count. Pioneers and the Lakers for two today. The windup. Look out. Another loud foul ball by Lucas. That one had a little more zip on it. Still 3-2 to Otte. He's put some good swings on the ball this year. He's made good contact in every contest so far. Payoff pitch again. Popped out one. That'll get out of play towards the parking lot beyond the left field line, and it'll roll under a Suburban there. Nice enough that it looks like homeowners are putting in a dock, it looks like, out there. Or at least the railings maybe on a dock, that is. There's ball four. Lucas works a good at-bat there. First and second now for Alec Luckner. Alec batting for third baseman Reese Kapsner is the DH. Two on, nobody out. We're in the second inning. And it's a bunt. Luckner got it down first base side. Olin, the pitcher, up with it. And gets the out. Excellent sacrifice there by Luckner.
Good bunt, Alex.
Coming over to cover the bag, second baseman Connor Kittick with the first baseman playing in. So there's one away and two men out there for first baseman Brandon Dickman. See if Dickman can rip a shot here and drive home a pair with Otte at second, Kapsner at third, the windup by Olin. In at the knees, inside corner, strike one. Brandon batting eighth here. He'd be followed by Colton Bozer. Trevin Oland, a right-hander, pauses and comes home. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut there by Brandon Dickman. Rick Shabluski coaching at first. Dan Sayre at third. And the two-strike pitch, and Dickman is out on strikes. Big out pitch there for Olin.
Okay, Cole, come on now, pick him up.
Picks up his first strikeout. It's the second out of the inning, and it's up to the right fielder, Colton Bozer, to get something out of this now. Second and third with two outs for Colton Bozer. Swing and a miss. 0-1, top of the order, Matt Tauges on deck. Piers, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston, everybody in the conference scheduled for doubleheaders today. And the Olin 0-1 spins it high, 1-1. P- Pioneers have second and third. They haven't hit a ball probably more than about 80 feet here. Kapsner's infield hit to third was on the grass as that pitch misses to Colton High. 2-1 to Boser. Kapsner at third now, and Adi, who walked, is at second. And here's the Olin pitch, and that one's low, and it got by the catcher. Kapsner's going to score, and Adi's going to round. The catcher still doesn't see it. Here comes Adi, and he slides in. Two-run score on the play. Ooh, and Lucas is banged up. He's up and hobbles to the dugout as Coach Sayre came in to check on his senior. Boy, that was a wild pitch that Laker catcher T.J. Kittick just never found. He was looking all over, and Kapsner scored very easily, and Adi, on his heels, came home as well. So the bases are clear, and the strike called there, and that makes it a full count to Colton Boser. Second game in a row, two-run score on a wild pitch. There's a walk, low. And it turns the order over to Matt Taugis, the shortstop. Matt lined out to right to start the ball game. Hit the ball hard, but right at Chris Zander out in right field. So Boser aboard with a two-out free pass. And Trevin Oland makes Matt move his feet. Ball one. The Lakers softball team has gone up to Pierce. We'll try and get you updates on that one. Boys golf team opening their season at home today with a conference meet. There goes the runner, Boser, throw to second, and it squirts away from Bickman, the shortstop. Would have been a close play. Throw a little bit to the first base side. Bickman couldn't quite close the glove on the ball, and Boser's got a stolen base. Pretty good throw, though, by Laker catcher T.J. Kittick. And there's another run out there for the Pioneers. Here's the pitch, and it's taken low. That's a 3-0 count now to Matt Taugis. 2-0. Pioneers were in the top of the second. Set by Olin, and the delivery high, and Taugis aboard. Three walks in the inning here by Trevin Olin, the sophomore right-hander. And here's Gertz, who ripped a double to the 362 sign in the first. Here's the pitch, and he pops that one foul right over Darren's head in the top row. One strike. Colton Boser's at second. Matt Taugis at first. Deep out there in left field is Luke Gross. Here's the one strike pitch. Fastball low. Ooh, we called that one a strike. Okay, so it's 0-2 to Lane Gertz. Laker first baseman Montgomery playing behind the runner as Gertz keeps his at-bat alive. Just got a foul tip on that one. Pioneers are in the first base dugout. Lakers on the third base side here. We're at Memorial Park. Remember years past when we'd come down here and play football? Football field would stretch from the right field to left center. Here's the two-strike pitch again to Lane Gertz. Strike three, got a little slider across on the outside edge. Lane caught looking to end the inning, but two-run score. Just an infield hit by Brett Kapsner, aided by three walks and a two-run wild pitch. And after 1.5, it's now Pierce 2, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted 0, the bottom of the second, coming up next.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, Preston Rushlow out there for the bottom of the second inning. And he faces Matt Montgomery, big first baseman for the Lakers. 2-0, Pioneers, as Howard Lake Waverly Winstead bats in the home half of the second. Good breaking ball snaps in. And it's a one ball, two strike count to Montgomery, followed by the pitcher Trevor Olin, and then the third baseman Logan Iverson. Here's the 1-2. Checked in time as it broke down and off the plate. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Oh. The Piers fans have showed up here in strength as they usually do. There's a good fastball, knee-high on the corner, and Rushlow's got a strikeout. Montgomery caught looking, and there's one gone. Second strikeout for Preston of the four batters he's faced. Couple of ground balls to the middle infielders as well. And it brings up Laker pitcher Trevin Olin. And here's his first pitch in. Same spot. Another good electric fastball. Preston looks like he's pretty sharp here. 0-1. Preston threw 12 pitches in the first. The one strike delivery to Olin. Swing and a miss. Laid out fastball. 0-2. Reese Kapsner at third. Matt Tauges at short on the left side of the infield. Lane Gertz and Brandon Dickman on the right side. Here's the two-strike pitch. Three straight fastballs and Olin's out. Swings and misses. And Russell's back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the second. Brings up third baseman Logan Iverson. Another right-hander for Coach Cullen Schultz. Chopping swing and a miss. 0-1. Pierce getting two runs in the top half this inning to strike first. A little bit low that time. Evens the count 1-1. The right fielder Chris Zander would hit next. Five up, five down so far for Preston. Here's the windup by the junior. Missed low, 2-1. Pioneers are back in action tomorrow night. They get St. Cloud Cathedral. That game will be at St. John's University, a 7 o'clock game. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Nothing but fastballs so far. Rushlow to Iverson trying to strike out the side. Here's the 2-2. Fastball, strike three, he does it. Rushlow fans three straight hitters in the inning and makes quick work of the 4, 5, and 6 batters in the Laker order. Two complete here at Memorial Park in game one. It's the Pioneers 2. The Lakers nothing. Piers will have Kummet, Rushlow, and Kapsner, the heart of their order, due up in the third.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or select Piers and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Welcome back to Memorial Park, and Matt Kummet stepping into the batter's box here to begin the top of the third inning. Matt hitting a little roller to the third baseline, thrown out by the pitcher, Trevin Oland. ended. Actually, that was the second out of the first inning. And Oland, who needed 31 pitches to get through the second inning, walking three, and there's a foul ball. It's going to drift and get out of play beyond the first base line and splash down. One ball, one strike. Kumet Rushlow-Kapsner. Another foul ball to the left side into the camper resort there. That's up on the hill. Ball and two strikes now to senior catcher Matt Kumet. And ball two taken there by Matt. Pierce has two runs on a couple of hits. There's a drive to right center. Xander on his horse can't get it. And Matt will go for second. There will be a play, and he is out. Boy, that ball absolutely died in right field, and that's a good lesson for everybody. That ball is not going to roll. It hits the ground, and it sticks like a Rick Shabluski wedge. Xander just had to pick it up and throw, and Matt was out by a couple of steps. He'll get a base hit, but out on a 9-6 throw to Bickman, the shortstop. Now the pitcher, Rushlow, takes ball one. So that's hit number three for the Pioneers, but an out recorded on the play. In the dirt, like a breaking ball, 2-0. Preston bounced out to Bickman, the shortstop, ending the first inning. Pierce 2, Lakers nothing. We're in the top of the third. And Preston watches a strike catch the inside corner. 2-1 now to Preston Rushlow, the junior pitcher. Off speed, rip to left center, and on a nice running catch. Boy, did Brandon Carls cover some ground, and Rushlow gets robbed in deep left center. A scorcher out to deep left center. It's 362 right in front of that sign. Preston probably hit that one about 340 on a line. So two outs here, and Kapsner now will bat. And Brett takes strike one. The 0-1. Brett legged out an infield hit to third through the wet grass his first time up. Eventually scored on a wild pitch. There's a ball, 1-1. One comes inside. 2-1 now as Trevin Oland working at a quick pace here. And the pitch. Chopper foul. Danny Sayre will have a play at his feet. 2-2. So a single and a throw out as Kumet thrown out trying to extend a single into a double. And then Rushlow lines to deep left center. There's a ground ball in the hole. Shortstop knocked down Bickman. He will just hold it and Kapsner's aboard. See if that's likely another infield hit there. That was in the hole to shortstop. And Brett's got a couple of infield singles here. And now the left fielder, senior Lucas Oddie, will bat and try and keep things going here in the top half of third. Olin delivers, and there's a base hit into right. Kicks up a little rooster tail out in right. The throw comes to first, and it's almost thrown away into the Pioneer dugout, but a good stop by Montgomery, the first baseman, and a solid knock into right by Oddie. And again, that ball just dying as soon as it hits the turf. And they will change balls and get a dry one into play there. Third hit of the inning, and it's first and second with two outs for the designated hitter, Alec Luckner. Sacrifice bunt. His first time up, and he watches a Trevin Oland pitch come in for a strike. Little something off a fastball that time. And the 0-1 to Alec. That's inside corner, called a strike. We're on a little hill above the first base dugout, almost a grassy knoll-type situation. There's a drive to left, and hanging up, and no, it's over the head of the left fielder. That's going to get Kapsner home. Coming around third is Oddie, and Lucas comes in standing on a two-run double by Alec Luckner on an absolute, dare I say, bullet to left. Nice hit, Alec. from the grassy knoll. Too soon? And that doubles the lead. Speaking of doubles, it's now 4-0. As Lochner absolutely hit that one on a line. And now Dickman swings through a pitch, and it's 0-1. Brandon called out on strikes in the second inning. Three straight hits, producing runs. Four hits in the inning. Could be even bigger inning if the leadoff batter, Kummet, had been thrown out on a ball that he scorched into right field. So Lochner is at second. And that pitch is just a little bit low. Ball called. 1-1. I don't think Alec can hit that ball much harder. He really drilled that one. Everything the Pioneers have hit this inning has really been scorched. Even the infield single was hard hit in the hole by Capson. There's a strike. 1-2 now. Dickman trying to get Lochner home. Ground ball in the hole into left field. Lochner's going to be sent. And the throw is coming through. The relay is not in time. Lochner scored. That'll advance Dickman into scoring position. Boy, the throw was cut off by the pitcher, Trevin Olin, only about 20 feet from home. And Lochner motors home with a third run of the inning, and Dickman with an RBI single. And that'll draw the coach, Cullen Schultz, out to the mound. A three-run inning, and it's 5-0 now. Pioneers with the lead. Part of that message might be, if you're going to cut it off, get a little bit further out. That's awful close quarters for a cutoff throw. You're only 20 feet from home. Awful awkward play for a catcher. Kittick. Ball glanced off his glove to the third base side, so it wasn't really even close to being a tag-out situation. Lochner able to score easily. And now Colton Bozer will bat. With Dickman at second, he took second on the throw home. Trevin Oland. Ooh, buzzes the tower, and Colton has to hit the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Dickman's base hit squirted through the left and side of the infield between third and short. There's one skipping away from Kittick, and Dickman to third, safe. Brandon Dickman gets a good jump and able to slide in ahead of the throw. Ball didn't roll that far away from Kittick, the catcher. And now Dickman's at third with two outs and a 2-0 count to Bolzer with Towges on deck. Fastball got the edge, strike called. 2-1 to Colton, who walked and stole the base in the second inning. Dickman with his lead. In the dirt, Kittick takes it right off the chest protector and sees it right away, so no advancement for Dickman. 3-1. Ball rolling to the first base dugout side. Here's the set by Olin and the pitch, 3-1. Low and away, and Bozer's walked for the second time out of the nine spot. Five straight men have reached for the Pioneers, and it turns the order over to Matt Towges, the shortstop, who has lined to right and walked. 5-0. Pioneers now have added three here in the third. It looked like it was going to be a quick inning for Olin, and all of a sudden, it has become another laboring inning for the young sophomore righty. There's one in the dirt. Eighth Pioneer batter to hit. The 1-0 with runners at the corners. We'll see if they send Bozer here. Matt watches a strike. 1-1 to the left-handed hitting senior shortstop. Straight away in the outfield. Dodges readies at the plate, steadies the bat. Olin long look to Dickman, and the pitch home. Grounded to Montgomery, knocks it down. He'll have time to retrieve and touch the bag to retire Towges and the Pioneers, three unassisted. But a good two-out inning here for the Pioneers as they score three times. They do it on five hits. And they leave two men on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Memorial Park in Howard Lake, where the score now reads Piers 5, Howard Lake Waverly nothing in the bottom of the third. It'll be Chris Zander, Connor Kittick, and Brandon Carls, the bottom third of the Laker order, due up against Preston Rushlow.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Chris Zander, the first batter of the inning, and he takes ball one from right-hander Preston Rushlow. Has retired all six men he's faced, four by strikeouts. Rolled foul, evens the count 1-1. Right fielder Chris Zander, second baseman Connor Kittick, center fielder Brandon Carls due up here against Rushlow, who has now thrown 27 pitches by my count. Here's the junior's pitch, foul back, out of play. And it's 1-2, straight back here. They're building a new press box here at Memorial Park. They just started it today. So we brought the card table along, and we're over the first base dugout. Good vantage point. There's a ground ball to Taujas. Gobbled up by Chewy, throws him out. One up, one down. And it brings up the second baseman, Connor Kittick. Sharp two-hopper, but right at the sure-handed Matt Taujas. So Kittick from the left side. This might be the first lefty here that the Lakers have sent up against Rushlow. And Preston a little bit low. Ball one. Looks like Joe Gallus warming up in the bullpen for the Lakers. Swing and a miss. A long swing there by Connor Kittick. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Adi shallow and left with a lefty up there. Another swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Kittick. Looks like Matt Taujas will play a step or two up the middle. And fastball. Little bit low. Close take there by Connor Kittick. Two Kitticks in the lineup. TJ is the catcher. Connor is the second baseman. Here's the 2-2 swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball. Fastball right at the letters. Strikeout number 5 for Preston. And the number 9 batter, the center fielder Brandon Carls, will hit. Top of the order, Luke Gross moves on deck. Here's the first pitch to Carls from Rushlow. Swing and a miss. 0-1, another fastball. Preston, steady diets. Fastball so far to the Laker hitters. That one skips low. Dug out nicely by Matt Cummett. Ball and a strike. Kapsner straight away in the center. A little bit low. Again, that was a fastball. Pop in the mitt. 2-1. Colton Bozer in right. Lucas Adi in left. 2-1 delivery. Fastball foul tipped into the mitt. And the count goes 2-2. Piers and Howard Lake for a doubleheader today. We're in the bottom of the third. Piers 5, Lakers 0. 2-2 fastball low. Full count. Only the second three-ball count so far for Rushlow. He fell behind 3-0 to the leadoff batter. Luke Gross struck him out eventually. Swing and a foul tip, and it's held by Cummett. A strikeout to end the inning. And Rushlow has set all 9 Laker batters down. So far, he has fanned 6 of the 9 men. We are through 3 in Game 1 with a score of Piers 5. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing. Pioneers have Gertz, Cummett, and Rushlow due up in the fourth.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, go Pioneers!
All right, Lane Gertz swings at a pitch, lifts it in the air to right, and it's caught. And there's one quick out here in the top of the fourth. Piers 5, Lakers 0. Pitch number 75 there for Trevenol. And here's Matt Kummet. Matt takes up and away, ball one. Matt has a base hit and a ground out. Fly ball center field. Carls is there. Waits, and squeezes for the out. Two up, two down. Couple of quick flyouts here for outfield or to the outfielders in right and center. And now it'll be the pitcher, Preston Rushlow. Strike called. Kapsner's on deck. And here's Olin's pitch. Line drive, base hit. Center fielder Carls will retrieve as Rushlow rounds and holds with a solid knock up the middle. And now Kapsner, who has scratched out a couple of infield singles so far. Pioneers scored three runs after two outs last inning. And we're going to have a courtesy runner coming in. Thomas Funk running for Rushlow. And that pitch to Brett, ball one. Probably as bright as it's been right now. As Montgomery holds with Funk. And Brett takes another one outside. 2-0 now. Piers 5. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead nothing. Top of 4 here. And there's the wind and a breaking ball. He is in for a strike. 2-1. Change speeds on Brett and might have fooled him a little bit. Captain, both his infield hits have come to the left side here. One to third, one to short. And the pitch, there goes Funk. The pitch is low. He got a great jump. No chance for Kiddick. That'll be a stolen base for Thomas Funk. Three balls, one strike. Coming into the inning, Trevin Olin had a 73 pitch count. So, unlikely to go much longer. And there's a strike called. Full count. So he's at 83 now. The max you can throw is 105. As Funk gets his lead. And Olin will step off. He'll throw that way. And ball rolls away a little bit into shallow center. Retrieved by Bickman. It just glanced off Connor Kiddick's glove, the second baseman. Thomas was going to be safe anyway, regardless of that mishandle of the throw. 5-0 lead here for the Pioneers. As Funk gets his lead, Kaffner rolls one to third, cleanly up with it, and throw low across, and good pick by Montgomery. First baseman able to scoop one out. Montgomery takes the throw from Iverson across the diamond, and that's all for Pierce. No runs, one hit, one left. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Preston Rushell will start against the top of the Laker order. It's Pierce 5. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted headed to the bottom of the fourth.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmett, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Preston Rushlow on the mound. He is facing Luke Gross, the Laker left fielder here at the top of the order. It's Pierce 5, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted, nothing. We're in the bottom half of inning 4. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Luke Gross called out on strikes his first time up. Gross, TJ Kittick, and Brad Bickman do up. And he's able to check his swing. They appeal, says he didn't go. 2-2. Gross able to check in time. And the set and the pitch. Belt high, strike 3 called, and Rushlow continues to light up strikeouts here. Very Tony Clay-like. That is 7 out of 10 batters have gone down on strikes, and Kittick swings through a Rushlow fastball, 0-1. Pierce 2 in the second, 3 in the third. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Rushlow is humming here. On deck, Brad Bickman. Rushlow sets, fires, and high. Trying to get him to climb the ladder. 1-2. Kittick. Change speeds just off the plate. 2-2 now. One out on the called strikeout of Luke Gross. Rushlow quickly back to work. 2-2 fastball grounded to Gertz. Lane stays down on it. Throws to Brandon Dickman for the ground out. 2 up, 2 down. 11 in a row set down to start the ball game for Rushlow. And it brings up the shortstop, Brad Bickman. Bickman out on a ground ball to the shortstop, Touges, ending the first. And Rushlow drops a curveball in for a strike, 0-1. Batters have been seeing a lot of first-pitch fastballs, but this time, sort of off speed, and there's a little looper into right for a single. Bickman is aboard on the first Laker hit. Little opposite field single to right by Brad Bickman. Brings up the first baseman, Matt Montgomery. So that snaps the string of 11 in a row set down for Preston, and he'll have to get a dry baseball there. Is that one, again, a splash in right field, played in by Colton Bozer. Montgomery. Montgomery called out on strike starting the second inning. And for the first time today, Rushlow worked from a set position, and he throws one at the letters for strike one called. 0-1 to Matt Montgomery. Outstanding football player for the Lakers. Here's the set by Preston. Looks into Kummet. Long pause and then time granted. Russell again peeks over the left shoulder. Breaking ball is in for a strike. Two strikes now to Montgomery. Trevin Oland on deck, the pitcher. Two outs, two strikes. One man on. Snap throw to first. Runner dives back in. Piers with a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Rushlow delivers. Foul ball. Swinging just topped it foul to the backstop here. Pitch count is very good right now for Preston. He had 40 through three. Again, a two-strike pitch coming to Montgomery. Fastball foul back. Still 0-2. Pierce scoring twice in the second and three times in the third. Rushlow, good pick out of the dirt there by Matt Kummet, sliding to his left at the feet of the batter. The right-handed hitting Montgomery. Ball and two strikes. Preston looks over. Not a big threat to go. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. And Rushlow fans Montgomery to end the inning. A couple of more Ks in the book. 8-4. No runs, a hit, a man left. 4 complete. We head to the fifth at Memorial Park. Piers 5. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing on You Are There Sports.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
Leading off the top half of the fifth inning for the Pioneers in a 5-0 lead is left fielder Lucas Otte, who has walked, singled, and scored a couple of runs today. Facing Trevin Oland, fly ball left field, well hit. Back at the fence, reaching up and making a catch. Oh boy, nice catch at the wall by Gross. I'm not sure that one gets out of here, but it probably goes off the fence on the fly as Otte gave it a ride to deep left. We've seen some nice plays in the outfield now by all three outfielders. As Luckner, now the DH, takes a strike. Two-run double and a sacrifice bunt so far for Alec. Out in front of a breaking ball, 0-2. 87 pitches now for Trevin Oland by my count. Ahead of Lochner, two strikes, missed low, 1-2. On deck would be Brandon Dickman, the first baseman. Pierce 5 runs on 8 hits, no runs, 1 hit for the Lakers. We're in the top of the fifth. Lowell got away from the catcher, Kiddick, hustling to first is Lochner. Here's the throw in time to Montgomery to get Alec by a step. Strikeout throw out for out number two. Strikeout number three for Trevin Oland. And with two outs, the first baseman, Brandon Dickman, will bat. Oland has not had a clean 1-2-3 inning yet. Dickman watches one in for a strike. Brandon called out on strikes in the second. An RBI single to left in the third. Chops it to short. Dickman on three hops. Cleanly to Montgomery. And there's a 1-2-3 inning for Trevin Oland. Pioneers set down quickly in the top of the fifth inning here. No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the fifth comes up. It'll be Oland, Iverson, Zander, 5, 6, and 7 for the Lakers.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Rift. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Bottom of the fifth coming up, Piers 5, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing. It'll be the pitcher, Trevin Oland, to lead off against Preston Rushlow. And Oland watches one low, ball one, a strikeout victim in the second inning. One of eight strikeouts so far. Rushlow's allowed only one hit, and there's a strike. Pioneer pitching has been very good to begin this year. They've given up one run all year, and that was in the top of the first inning of their very first game. Their string now is at 22 straight scoreless innings. This one foul back to the screen, and it's 1-2 to Oland. Piers 5, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, nothing. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. Piers will be the home team in game two. Off speed, swung on and missed. And it's strikeout number 9 for Preston Rushlow. Got him to chase a breaking pitch. Third baseman Logan Iverson now comes up. He was called out on strikes, ending the second. One up, one down here for Preston Rushlow. Fastball belted to center. Kapsner there, retreats, makes the catch. Probably the best hit ball of the day by a Laker batter, but right at Brett Kapsner on a one pitch out there. That'll keep you on the mound for a while with the new pitch count rule with those quick outs. Two up, two down. Chris Zander, the right fielder, now to bat. Piers with 5 runs. They've done it on 8 hits. Swing and a miss. Zander. 0-1, he bounced out to Matt Tauges at short, leading off the third inning. Rushlow takes the Kummet sign. Here's the junior's pitch. Just outside. 1-1 now to Zander, batting 7th and playing right field. Pioneers, some of the outs they've had have been loud outs to them. They've had some hard hit balls. There's a pop-up on the right side. This will be Dickman, the first baseman, making the catch right at the bag. It's a foul ball catch, an inning-ending catch. 3 up, 3 down, and Rushlow has set down 14 of 15 Laker hitters. It takes us into the 6th inning. Piers holding their 5-0 lead.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041.
That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers. Hello, Pioneer fans. You probably know that I'm in tune to the high school scenes across our state more than most. But if you really know me, that line was an understated attempt at humor. Frankly, it's my passion. These days, I can't go anywhere around the state without someone asking, how does Piers do it? While the rest of rural Minnesota schools are surviving, Piers schools are thriving. We know the success stories of the students, but the support comes from the fact that Piers has found a way to deliver great education and keep their taxes low and their values in place. I am absolutely excited that we're growing and that we're adding on to our schools. I'm glad to share the good news about our schools and the great stories of our communities. I hope you continue our tradition of success by supporting our schools in this current referendum and vote yes.
Here's Alex Funk pitch hitting to lead off the sixth inning and pulling a loud foul ball past third base. First pitch was low, so it's 1-1. Alex Funk batting for Colton Bozer here. Colton walked a couple of times. Piers 5, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 0 as Trevin Olin drops one in off speed for a strike, 1-2. He retired the Pioneers in order in the fifth, his best inning. Funk gets a piece of one and knocks it straight back where Robert will retrieve it. 1-2, top of the order, Touges on deck, and then Gertz. 9-1-2, up high. Little sprinkle feeling here. 2-2 to Alex Funk. Hopefully it's just the extent of it. Up high. Full count now to Alex. And pushes the pitch count by my count to 97 for Olin, so he is unlikely to last through this inning completely. There's one low, ball 4, so he has walked the number 9 man 3 times now today. And Cullen Schultz, the coach, is coming up, and he might have the hook with him. It's 97 pitches. He can only pitch 105, so one or two batters probably at most here with Touges, the top of the order, coming up, and that will spell the end of the day on the mound for sophomore right-hander Trevin Olin. He'll give way. There's a change of pitchers at Memorial Park where the Pioneers have a 5-0 lead. And we'll be back after this.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or select Piers and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, the new pitcher for the Lakers is a right-hander. He is junior Joel Gallus, replacing Trevin Olin, who walked Alex Funk as a pinch hitter to begin this top of the sixth inning. And the batter's now the top of the order in the shortstop, Matt Taugis. Matt today is 0 for 2 with a walk. And Gallus delivers strike one on his first offering. Matt did hit the ball hard his first time up, lining to right. Grounded to first in the third inning, walked in the second. 5-plus innings for Olin, the starter today. I had him at 97 pitches, so almost to the limit. Good stop by Kiddick, the catcher, on a pitch in the dirt. Funk doesn't venture far from first. Alex batted for Colton Bolger and walked. Ball and a strike now. Don't think it's sprinkling anymore, but it's certainly chilly. Here's the Gallus offering. Ooh, Matt swings and misses, and that had a big wrinkle on it, and Matt out on the front foot. Didn't quite have that one timed. 1-2 to Taugis. Montgomery holds with Alex Funk, the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Little bit low, 2-2. Gallus kind of short arms as pitch. He doesn't really extend that arm that much. Creeping up at third is Iverson. Here's the 2-2 pitch now. Spins outside for a full count. On deck is Lane Gertz. Pierce with 8 hits today. 1 for the Lakers. We're in the top of the 6th. Pierce scoring twice in the second on a 2-run wild pitch when the catcher couldn't find the ball. There's ball 4. And a walk will move Funk to second. Taugis works his second walk of the game. He's aboard for Lane Gertz, who cracked a double in the first. Since then, he has struck out and flown to right. 2 on, nobody out now for the Pioneers batting in the visiting 6th. They'll be the home team in the second game. Again, the Pioneers are at St. John's University against Cathedral tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Strike delivered, Gallus to Gertz. 0-1. Alex Funk, short lead at second. Now extends it a little bit further as the second baseman foot on the bag holding him there. And Lane almost got clipped on the front elbow as he pulled it back. 1-1. This is Joe Gallus relieving Trevin Olin after Olin walked Funk to start the inning. That one squirts and got by the catcher. That made it about 50 feet. And it's second and third now on the wild pitch. Alex Funk, third base. Matt Taugis to second. First base open and a 2-1 count, and Gertz got a chance to drive in a pair with a base hit here. Infield creeps in for the Lakers. The 2-1 pitch grounded off the pitcher's glove, and that'll get Funk home. They'll go to first, and now Taugis will go to third, and that'll be an RBI ground out. 1-4-3 for Lane. It was deflected by Gallus over to Kiddick. Lane is out at first. Funk comes home on the play, and it's 6-0. And it brings up Matt Kummet, the catcher. Infield stays in, and Kummet offers at the first pitch, sends a fly ball down the line and left. Iverson can't catch up to it. Just made it to the outfield in foul territory on the grass. 1 strike. Matt, 1-for-3. He was thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double in the third inning. He's flown to center and grounded out to the pitcher. Ground back to the pitcher here. They'll get the Taugis almost trapped off. Instead, now a delayed throw, and they get the out. Boy, Matt came about 30 feet down the third baseline, and Gallus took a quick look that way. And Matt had to hustle back to the bag. So, 2 down for Preston Rushlow. This is as steady a rain as it's been. There's a fly ball shallow center. Second baseman Kiddick drifts back and 2 feet back on the grass squeezes for the out. And that retires Piers, and it ends the top of the 6th. Pioneers manufacture a run on a couple of walks, a wild pitch, and a ground out. And we go to the bottom of the 6th. It's now Piers 6. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, 0. Preston Rushlow comes back out for his 6th inning of work.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, welcome back. Where the leadoff batter, Connor Kittick, hits a little pop-up to second baseman Lane Gertz quickly to start this bottom of the sixth. One quick out here. Piers 6, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 0. It'll bring up center fielder Brandon Carls against Preston Rushlow. And Preston, first pitch fastball, might have crossed up Matt. Either that or he just didn't squeeze the glove as it rifled to the backstop. One ball, no strikes to Carls. This will be Preston's 70th pitch, and it's fouled off to a shed for a strike. 1-1 to Carls. Top of the order, Luke Gross to follow. Only one hit for Rushlow allowed so far. A two-out single in the fourth. That's been it. Here's the 1-1. A little bit low. 2-1 to Carls. Dickman, Gertz, Touges, and Kapsner on the infield. Alex Funk stays in the game. Oh, I guess that's strike three. So it was a 1-2 count, not 2-1. And Rushlow's into double figures in strikeouts with 10. Top of the order now, left fielder Luke Gross, who has struck out looking twice. This is the bottom of the sixth. Fastball chopped off the plate, and it'll drift foul to the on-deck circle. One strike to Luke Gross, who struck out looking in the first and fourth against Preston Rushlow. So Alex Funk replaces Colton Boser out in right field now. And the pitch in the dirt. Good take there by Gross. 1-1. We don't know who Coach Sayre will tab to start game two here. Fastball right there down the middle. One ball, two strikes. As Rushlow deals and got him to chase. Kummet holds on for a strikeout to end the inning. And Preston Rushlow has been outstanding. Another 1-2-3 inning, adding two more strikeouts to bring his total to 11. We're going to the seventh inning. Pier 6, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead 0.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmett, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pioneer's activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Senior center fielder Brett Kapsner to lead off the top of the seventh takes ball one from Joe Gallus to start this inning. Piers 6, Lakers 0, now ball 2. Pretty good day for Brett. A couple of infield singles, couple of runs scored. He's 2-for-3. Brett watches that one low. 3-0 now. Gallus in relief of the starter Trevin Oland. Gallus a junior right-hander. And the windup on 3-0. In the dirt, ball 4. Second walk by Gallus and the seventh by a Laker pitcher as Olin walked 5. Here's Lucas Oddi, who has walked, singled, and hit one almost out of the ballpark. And he watches strike one on a breaking ball. 0-1. It's 323 to left, and Lucas hit it about 320 last time up. Gross made a fine running catch going back to rob Lucas of extra bases. Ground ball to third, up with it to second for one. The relay is held there, so no throw, and Oddi hits into a 5-4 fielder's choice, taking Brett Kapsner off the bases. Oddi replaces Kapsner at first, but again, Lucas hit the ball hard, just right at Iverson at third base, and threw on to second baseman Kittick for the force. Now Alec Lochner to hit, the designated hitter with a sacrifice bunt and a two-run double. He's also struck out in a 1-for-2 afternoon, and he takes one inside for a ball from Joe Gallus. One on, one out, and Oddi draws a throw over to Montgomery. We'll have probably approximately 10 to 12 minutes between games. And foul ball by Lochner back to the screen here at Memorial Park. About the same distance that you would see at Legion Park in Pierce from home plate to the backstop here. 1-1 now to Lochner, who's DHing for Reese Kapsner, the third baseman. Brandon Dickman on deck, but it looks like he would be pinch hit for. Thomas Funk has moved on deck. So Oddi at first with one away here in the top of the seventh. And Gallus readies and comes home. And there's a base hit into center by Lochner. A two-hit day. Another solid knock. And Alec Lochner with his second hit. And he will be run for now by Reese Kapsner. So Kapsner to run at first base here after the Lochner single. Hit number 9 for the Pioneers, the second for Lochner. And now we get Thomas Funk batting for Brandon Dickman. And Funk, ooh, he had to get out of the way of that. He almost took that one in the ribs inside for a ball. 1-0. Oddi at second, Kapsner at first. Montgomery plays in front of Reese. Funk grounds back to the pitcher. They go to third for one, and that's the out they get. They will hold the ball there. It'll be 1-5 fielder's choice off the bat of Thomas Funk. That retires Oddie for out number two, with Reese Kapsner now standing at second and Thomas Funk at first. And Alex Funk will get an at-bat here. He walked as a pinch hitter earlier in the ball game. That was as a pinch hitter for Colton Bozer, and it's low, ball one. Alex scored on a ground out by Lane Gertz in the sixth to make it 6-0. Two outs, two on. Funk watches, and it comes inside at the knees. Two balls, no strikes. In the bottom of the seventh, 2, 3, and 4 batters in the Laker order due up as Preston Russell will look for the shutout. Inside, 3-0. And the number 9 batters between Colton Bozer and Alex Funk have walked 3 times today, and they're a pitch away from making it 4-for-4. Gallus pauses and delivers. Up and in, ball 4. Second walk, and it loads the bases for Matt Taugis. Kapsner will go to third. Thomas Funk moves up to second. Alex Funk aboard at first. And Taugis, who has walked twice, lined to right and grounded out, will bat. Taken low from Gallus. One ball, no strikes. Infield can play back with two outs here. Pierce 6, Lakers 0. Here's the windup in the pitch. Low. Good stop by Kittick. It bounces back in front of the dish. Taken for ball 2. So once this game is completed, we'll shut her down and come back in about 10 to 12 minutes for game 2, in which Pierce will be the home team. Here's the 2-0. In the dirt, 3-0. Runners will hold. It got away, but not far enough. That is 7 straight out of the zone from Gallus as Alex Funk walked on 4. Now 3-0 to Matt Taugis. I say Matt's got the green light here. 3-0. Took a strike. 3-1. Still a very good hitter's count. 3 balls and a strike. There's ball 4, and Matt has walked for the third time. This one drives in a run as Reese Kapsner comes home to third, Thomas Funk to second, Alex Funk. Credit Matt with an RBI. There's a pitch to the screen. Here comes Thomas to the plate, and he is tagged out. Gallus able to get to cover home, and Thomas Funk tagged out at the plate to end the top of the seventh inning. So the Pioneers add one run. They do it on a couple of walks, 3 as a matter of fact. And the one hit was an Alec Luckner single. They got a run on a bases loaded walk. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Pierce now leading Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 7-0 on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more.
Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenko Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
All right, the bottom of the seventh begins with Preston Rushlow facing catcher T.J. Kittick. It's a 1-1 count. And now look out in the Pioneer dugout. A late swing scatters the guys in the bench, and it's 1-2. Piers leading Howard Lake Waverly Winsted in game one of their doubleheader, 7-0. And the two-strike pitch, foul back. Preston Rushlow now 80 pitches. 11 strikeouts. No walks, one single, a two-out hit, one base runner allowed. In the dirt, stopped nicely by Matt Cummett to even the count at 2-2. One ball out of the infield today. There's one loudly fouled past Cullen Schultz, coaching at third for the Lakers. The only ball out of the infield. Well, actually, the base hit by Bickman was in the shallow right, but fly ball out to center by Iverson in the fifth. And strike three is called on the corner. And Preston Rushlow has been sharp from the start. He's got a dozen strikeouts. And it brings up the only guy with a hit today, Brad Bickman, the Lakers shortstop. Singled into right with two outs in the fourth after Preston had retired the first 11. Here's the Rushlow pitch, and Bickman watches strike one to the right-handed hitting senior shortstop. 0-1, and the wind in the pitch. In the air to right, this will be Funk. Alex settles and squeezes for the out, uses both hands. Good job, Alex. Drifting towards the line in right, and Rushlow is an out away from a shutout. Two away here in the bottom of the seventh. And Matt Montgomery, the first baseman, represents the last chance for the Lakers. He has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking against Preston. What an outing by Preston today. Standing atop that mound here at Legion Park, and he just reaches back and says, here's a fastball, swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 coming from Preston Rushlow, and he fires one right there for strike two. And Rushlow ready to try and finish this one off. Two strikes to Montgomery. Here it comes. Fastball fouled away, and Montgomery keeps things alive. It has stopped drizzling here, so it's pleasant. It's not sunny as it was earlier, but at least the wind, I think, has also died down a little bit. So it's your weather forecast on You Are There Sports. Here's the two-strike pitch. In the air to center. Brett Kapsner will have a beat on that. Brett squeezes, and Rushlow has fired a one-hit shutout. Rushlow with an outstanding 12-strikeout, one-hit performance today, and the Pioneers blank the Lakers by a score of 7-0 to take game one of the doubleheader. We'll do a quick wrap-up on this one, and then we'll shut her down, reset, and come back. I've got about 5:34, so we'll probably get going close to about 10 minutes to the hour. So quick roundup after this.
Hi, I'm Lila Bednar.
And I'm Ella Casella.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent academic education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity Catholic School is that school. At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in a positive environment rich in faith formation. Small class sizes provide the structure for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Hi guys, good job. All right, Pioneers take game one of their doubleheader here at Howard Lake. Waverly wins at a 7-0. Complete game win here for Preston Rushlow. A one-hitter today. Strikes out 12, throws 88 pitches. Final line score for Pierce, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They leave 9 on for the Lakers. No runs, a hit, no errors. They leave that one man on base, Brad Bickman, with a 2-out single to right in the fourth. The only base runner Rushlow allows today. Pioneers got 2 in the second. They scored 2 on a wild pitch. In the third, they added 3. They got a 2-run double by Alec Lochner and an RBI single by Brandon Dickman to make it 5-0. An RBI ground up by Lane Gertz in the sixth made it 6-0. And in the seventh, a bases loaded walk to Matt Tauges added the final run. And that's your final score. Pierce 7, Lakers 0. Pierce will be the home team as we're going to get going in about 10 minutes. Umpires just walked by and told me about 10 minutes we'll get going. So come back with us about 5:45 for more Pierce action here. Pioneers have taken game one, 7-0 over the Lakers. See you in 10.